Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Good evening, hello, episode 182 of the club. And I've got a top tip for you here, and this is a top tip for you if you are interested in SEO. SEO is search engine optimization, and it's something that you spend a lot of money on if you want people to find you on Google. And I have over the years spent a lot of money on it, and I have found it to be not very cost effective, to be quite honest with you. And I think better than SEO is paid ads, but I don't think any of you guys should pay for ads, because there's an awful lot you can do before you start paying for ads. So I'm digressing a bit there, but the top tip I want to give you today is how to optimize your website. And and this is something that I've come to the conclusion with my own website. As I say, I do pay people. I've paid for SEO, I've paid for ads, I've paid people to help me to increase my online profile and to get more leads, basically, is what I'm not trying to increase my online profile. I'm trying to get more business into my practice. That's the bottom line of it. And it's important to be clear what you're trying to do if you do start paying for stuff. So, but also when you start paying for stuff, you realize it's actually important when you're not paying for it as well. You should be optimizing things anyway, whether or not you're paying for it. And the way to optimize your website is to look at your Google Analytics. If you haven't got Google Analytics set up, then you should have Google Analytics set up. It's completely free and it's a very useful resource. Sometimes if you have a website builder, it will be kind of inbuilt into your website analytics, which is into the back end of your website, which is fine. But actually, if you can actually go to Google Analytics separately and insert some code into your website, and Google will give you an awful lot of information about your website. But what you, if you want to get the best out of your website, go to Google Analytics and have a look at what pages are most viewed. And I can pretty almost guarantee you it's going to be a surprise. Now, probably your homepage will be number one, so that's not going to be a surprise. But the surprise comes underneath, and you can get hundreds, sometimes even thousands of views to web pages you wouldn't have thought would be the important ones. You would think it would be, like for me, your breast implant page or your breast reduction page or your tummy tuck page or something like that. But what you often find is it's some little blog somewhere that you did, some page that you didn't even know about, that is actually performing better than all the other pages. And don't ask, and it's because of SEO, because the when you pay for SEO, they try and optimize the page so that Google will search for it. The fact is, Google is searching anyway. Google doesn't really like people paying for SEO because it doesn't want people to falsely get up in their rankings. So they're constantly changing their algorithms. So it's always a bit, it can be a bit soul destroying if you're paying for it and then they change the algorithm and then you drop down. So in my view, you're better off just providing useful, helpful content that is engaging with patients. That's your SEO. But if you want to optimize your website, go to your analytics and look for your top performing page. For instance, in my we regularly look at things at the website and look at our analytics. We do it every Thursday. And, you know, my beauty spot blog post, I did a blog post about how to remove a beauty spot, is doing really well. And once you find that page, then go to that page and optimize that page, because that page has already got the visitors. Don't pay someone to get your tummy tuck page or your breast augmentation page up high, because you think that's where the money is. They're competitive, they're difficult, and then it's expensive. Go for where the traffic is. There's already traffic going to certain places on your website. Did this a while ago with one of the mastermind members who was an orthopedic surgeon, did foot surgery, and the top page was something about what trainers to wear if you've got painful sole of your foot or something. She's like, what? Where's this page? I didn't even know this page existed. You know, I'm like, well, this is the URL. Analytics will give you URL. It's not even on the main menus, this page. So Google has somehow found it and is sending a lot of traffic to it. So I'm like, you need to optimize this page because you've already got eyeballs on this page. So look at the pages that have already got eyeballs and maximize them. Put a little button on them saying, get a quote, request more information, you know, optimize, but get some before and afters, get some testimonials, something to make that page more engaging. Optimize the pages that are already working. You get this information very easily, very freely from your analytics, and start there and work down. Don't work on the hip replacement page and the main pages of your website because you think those are the most important pages. They may not be. In fact, they probably aren't. And if you have got a blog, and I think a blog's a great way to find these kind of pages, you'll find that for whatever reason, and don't ask me why because I'm not an SEO expert, but for whatever reason, some of those will be optimized. Google will be preferring some of your blogs to others. So you need to find the pages that Google is already preferring. It might be a blog, it might be a page about your aftercare, it might be a page about who knows what it's a page. You no point in second guessing it. Just go to analytics and find what page it is. So find the page that's doing well or the pages that are doing well and optimize those pages, make them more engaging, make them more likely for people to scroll through, make them more likely for people to click on, put calls to action and put calls to action in various places in the page if it is sort of below the fold, you know, if it's more than a page length sort of thing, put a call to action above the fold and then another one lower down. Maybe get some images in there, maybe get some testimonials. Just make it as good as you can get it and then work on the next most popular page. And as I say, they might be weird pages that you did years ago that you might think are rubbish. You might think the content is rubbish and you think you've got your much better content on your main pages. But it doesn't matter what you think because people aren't seeing your main pages. People are seeing these pages. So it doesn't matter what you think about the page. Just it's doing all right. It's doing well for whatever reason. So make it better. Don't change the URL. Don't change anything about the structure of the page. Just make it better. People are already searching for whatever it is on the page, and people are already finding that page. So that is how you do SEO. It's not exactly SEO, but it is optimizing WO. Okay, it's WO. It's website optimization. That's what it is. It's not search engine optimization because the search engine is already sending traffic to the page. It's WO, website optimization. That's what it's all about. So that's what you need to do. Optimize a website you've already got and do it yourself. Do it yourself. You know, I know you've got to outsource and things like that, but you can start by doing it yourself. Once you get Billy Big Time like me, you can pay other people to do it. Now, I don't even pay other people to do it. But you know, I do think this is something you could, if you want to start getting more inquiries, more leads, because that's what we're trying to do, work on the pages that are already got the eyeballs. And as I say, it probably will not be the page that you think it is. It will probably be somewhere else. Please go and check your analytics. Go and see what pages are already working for you and try and optimize those. You can thank me later. See you again soon. Take it easy.